This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Major Hurricane Delta is spinning across the Gulf of Mexico toward an unexpected landfall in coming hours along the U.S. coast. The dangerous storm is apparently set to target the same area of southwest Louisiana battered by Hurricane Laura 6 weeks ago. Businesses have already boarded up and people have rushed to stock up on last-minute supplies or leave for safety elsewhere. Devastation is still widely evident from Laura, a late August hurricane blamed for more than 30 deaths. As Hurricane Delta turns north toward an expected landfall Friday evening, a hurricane warning is in place for High Island, Texas to Morgan City, Louisiana. U.S. President Donald Trump's doctor has cleared him for public engagements beginning this weekend, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
President Donald Trump's doctor says the president can make a safe return to public engagements as early as Saturday. In a letter updating the president's condition, Dr. Sean Conley says the president, who tested positive for COVID-19 last week, has completed the course of therapy prescribed by his team of physicians. Conley writes that Trump has responded extremely well to treatment without evidence on examination of adverse therapeutic effects. Trump, who returned to the White House Monday from Walter Reed Military Medical Center, is eager to resume campaign appearances with Election Day less than 4 weeks away. Mike Gracia, Washington.
With time running out for pre-election action, President Donald Trump is increasing airing his dissatisfaction with the Justice Department's investigation of the origins of the Russian probe in tweets and television appearances. The relationship between Mr. Trump and top ally Attorney General William Barr is fraying over the lack of splashy indictments so far in the Justice Department's investigation. More VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Six people have been charged in U.S. federal court with plotting to kidnap the Democratic governor of the U.S. state of Michigan, Democrat Gretchen Whitmer, at her vacation home. Separately, seven people have been charged with trying to target police in the Michigan Capitol. The FBI says in a court filing that four had planned to meet Wednesday to make a payment on explosives and exchange tactical gear. The FBI quoted one of the accused as saying Whitmer has no checks and balances at all. The government used informants and undercover agents to thwart that plot. U.S. Attorney Andrew Byrd says the men are violent extremists. U.S. President Trump is pulling out of an October 15th debate with Democratic rival Joe Biden after it was changed to a virtual event. Mr. Trump, who was hospitalized for 3 days after disclosing last Friday he had tested positive for the novel coronavirus, blasted the format change denounced by the nonpartisan commission in charge of the debates and expressed concern his microphone could be cut off. Trump ally has said that he does intend to engage in the final debate between the two. A British study finds 86% of people infected with the coronavirus did not show the main symptoms on the day they were tested. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma explains.
Researchers at University College London analyzed data from an official survey which had been testing thousands of households every week, regardless of whether the subjects had COVID symptoms. Researchers found that of those who tested positive, 86% did not have key symptoms, such as a cough, a fever, or loss of taste or smell. Lead researcher Irene Peterson says the figures suggest many may be spreading the virus while asymptomatic, adding frequent and widespread testing of all individuals is needed to curb silent transmission. Charles de la Desma, London.
Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero said late Thursday that most of the Caribbean island nation would open to international tourism starting next week as it moved towards a new normality after containing its coronavirus outbreak. A country which closed its borders 6 months ago in a bid to contain the virus has been gradually opening to tourism ahead of the November-March high season, first in the Northern Keys and then its Varadero Beach Resort. 13 of Cuba's 16 provinces will now be open to tourism, except for Havana, which only appears to have just curbed a second wave of infections. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.